This is Radio Nepal. I'm Sonika Lamisane with the news, the headlines first. International Migrants Day being observed across the globe today. Cold wave affects normal life in Mohotari district and Australia endures nation's hottest day on record. Now the news in detail. The International Migrants Day is being observed across the world today in a bid to aware the world community in ensuring the protection of the rights of migrants workers and their families. Nepal is also marking the day amid various programs. Every year, December 18 is marked as the Migrant Workers Day, commemorating the 1990 treaty approved by the United Nations General Assembly regarding the protection of the rights of migrant workers and their families. The national and international organization working in migration sectors have organized various programs to pressurize the world community for migrants' protection. In Nepal, also the Ministry of Labor, Employment and Social Security has initiated a week-long campaign to spread the awareness programs on safety of migrants and safe migration. Increasing cold has affected normal life in the central eastern Tarai, including Mohotari district. Cold wind that started sweeping the region since Tuesday afternoon has added to the cold conditions. Dipping temperature accompanied by frost has made the life extremely difficult. The rainfall that occurred since Friday night until Saturday morning had also increased cold and has been further intensified with the cold wind and the frost that has been felt since Friday afternoon. Areas close to the east-west highway in Mohotari have been seeing cold breeze along with frost, while dense fog has covered in the central and southern areas. The number of people in the market has also decreased due to cold. Agricultural activities has also been affected along with trade and business. People from the poor and underprivileged communities are feeling the brunt of the increasing cold. A person succumbed to injuries when a bus overturned in a drain after knocking down a motorcycle in Chitwan district on Thursday night. Injured in the incident, Suraj Powdel, 35, of Pratnagar municipality in Chitwan district, was rushed to the Chitwan-based Old Medical College. He breathed his last during the treatment, according to District Police Office Chitwan. The bus coming to Padampur from Ratnagar municipality in the district suddenly lost its control and hit the motorcycle coming from the Chitrasari to Sauraha. Motorcyclist, whose identity has not been disclosed, was currently receiving treatment at the Old Medical College. Police have impounded driver of the bus as well as the motorcyclist, while further investigation into the case is underway. Pesticide residue rapid testing lab has been brought into operation in Chitwan. The test of pesticide residue in vegetables and fruits brought to Metropolis Fruits and Vegetable Market at Bharatpur, Chhetrapur has begun since Tuesday. The pesticide test laboratory has been brought into operation on the joint aegis of province government, Bharatpur Metropolis, Agriculture Knowledge Centre and Metropolis Fruits and Vegetables Market. The lab will carry out tests on the samples of fruits and vegetables taken from different 8 to 10 areas every day. A test generally takes half an hour. The fruits and veggies found inedible due to pesticide residue will be prevented for sale. According to Rajan Dhakal, Chief of Agriculture Knowledge Center Chitwan, it will not be edible if the fruits and vegetables contained over 45% pesticide residue. The religious and tourism hotspots of eastern region have come under connectivity with private air companies operating packaged flight services. Sitayer and Mountaineer have collaborated in operating flight services to Taplejung based Pathivara Temple and Halisi and Lukla of Khotang, among others from Bhadrapur and Biratnagar. With the operation of collaborative flight services, the popular religious and tourism destinations have been well connected. General Manager at Mountain Helicopter Private Limited, Dil Bahadur Oli, the number of visitors coming to Pathivara Temple from Lukla is also increasing with the operation of flight service. Amitabh Bagchi novels Half the Night is Gone has bagged the 2019 prize for South Asian literature, carrying a purse of rupees 2.5 million. The award was handed over to literary writer Bagchi on the occasion of the IME Nepal Literature Festival 2019 held at Barahi Ghat in the Venice city of Fewa Lake in Pokhara. Earlier, the awards were announced in Sri Lanka, Bangladesh and India. This is the first time it was announced in Nepal. You are listening to Nepal's 2 p.m. news bulletin. On to some international updates now. Australia has experienced its hottest day on record, with the national average temperature reaching a high of 40.9 degrees Celsius. The Bureau of Meteorology said extensive heat on Tuesday tipped the mercury past the previous record of 40.3 degrees Celsius set on January 7, 2013. Taking the average of maximum temperatures across the country is the most accurate measures of a heat wave. The record comes as the nation battles a severe drought and bushfire crisis. Forecasters had predicted the most intense heat would come later in the week, meaning the record could be broken again. As hundreds of fire rages, Prime Minister Scott Morrison has been criticized for his response to the natural disasters and his government's climate policies. At least 14 Syrian civilians have been killed by airstrikes and artillery fire in the opposition-held northern province of Idlib, activists say. Six members of the same family, including a mother and her three children, died when shells hit a house in the village of Badama. Another four people were killed when aircraft bombed the town of Masaran. The United Nations estimates the region is home to 3 million people, including 1 million children. More than 40% of them come from other previously opposition-held areas. A ceasefire negotiated by Russia, whose military campaign in support of the Assad has turned the tide of the 8-year civil war in its favor, and Turkey, which backs opposition, halted a government assault on Idlib in August. UK unemployment fell to its lowest since January 1975 in the 3 months to October this year. The number of people out of work fell by 13,000 to 1.28 million, Office for National Stat figures shows. The employment rate rose to an all-time high of 76.2% with an increase of 24,000, taking the number of people in work up to a total of 32.8 million. However, annual wage growth, excluding bonuses, slowed to 3.5% from 3.6% from July to September. The estimated employment rate for men was 80.4% and for women was 72%. With this, we have nearly come to the end of this news bulletin, but before wrapping up the headlines once again. International Migrants Day being observed across the globe today. Cold wave affects normal life in Mohotari district, and Australia endures nation's hottest day on record. Well, that's the end of this news bulletin for this hour. Our next bulletin is at 8 in the evening. Please also log on to our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.np for more news and online programs. Till then, stay tuned and have a good day.